Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. This is our very special Thursday Q&A segment where I love to hear what you guys are thinking and I answer your questions every single week. So here we go with this week's questions. Hey beauties, happy new year. Welcome to our first Q&A segment of 2018. I'm so excited for the year ahead and to be with you guys. How are you doing, Kay, all the way out in New York?
Doing amazing, really excited for the new year. So many awesome things happening. And you know, I don't know if everybody else does, but I already feel an energy shift heading towards the light, trying to get out of the darkness of winter.
I know. You know, I really do feel like a shift, like you said, Kay. I just came back from a pretty epic journey. I was in Sedona hiking, then we were in St. Louis for Christmas, and then we were in southern, not the most southern, but fairly southern Chile for the last week or so. So I've been on this
journey
with a lot of adventures and contemplation, and I really feel like this is going to be such an amazing year on so many different fronts. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too. I agree. And it's time to kind of settle in and was focusing on, you know, goals for the new year and all of the things we're going to have to offer you beauties coming up. There's so many exciting things. We actually have a special announcement today to share with you for you beauties that are listening.
It's the perfect timing, yes. Right, Kim? The New Year's right now.
Perfect timing to get back on track, to have the support you need. As you guys may remember, we launched our 30-day roadmap for healthy weight loss back in September with our founding beauties that piloted the program and gave us amazing feedback, losing weight, feeling amazing, having more energy. And today, our 2.0 revised version launches. So I'll let Kimberly tell you a little bit about it before we get into the questions today.
Yes, it's so wonderful that we happen to be together today on the actual launch day of the roadmap. We launched in September, as Kay mentioned, and we just had incredible feedback. We saw so many of you beauties losing 10, 15 pounds more.
Yeah.
But more importantly, really establishing fantastic habits and rituals in your lives to continue the progress and to keep feeling more and more amazing. So we're relaunching it today, which is really exciting. And it's a new and updated version. I recorded a bunch of different meditations to help with everything from food cravings, just to getting, keeping your motivation up. We updated the actual program itself. So it's really fantastic. And again, it includes everything. It's a daily comprehensive program that includes everything from coaching sessions from me every day to meal plans, step-by-step cooking instructions, a Facebook support group, shopping lists, and more. So it's really fantastic, and you guys can check it out on KimberlySnyder.com now. Today, if you didn't do it the first time around, I highly recommend it. It's just a wonderful way to start the new year and to really elevate your energy, to shed some pesky last weight, to do something great for your skin. So excited to see you guys inside the roadmap.
Yes, and if anybody is interested, it's KimberlySnyder.com/roadmap, or you can just click on the blog today and we'll have links. But before we got started, we just definitely wanted to tell you about this amazing offering. I'm really excited about it. It's our baby, and we've worked really hard on it for you, so we hope you check it out if you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so with that, we will get to the questions today. We have some really great ones that have been coming in. And the first question is from Emma, and she lives in the UK. And her question is, I can follow the beauty detox principles all day, but I find myself struggling in the evening after dinner. I often eat early, and I'm really hungry at night. I've tried to do the warm elixirs, but I feel I need something more. What can I have but still lose weight?
So Emma, this is a great question. I love that you're eating early, but it does happen to many of us where we often need something else in our tummies right before bed or later in the evening if we are eating early. So in this regard, I recommend a couple things. You've already tried the warm elixirs. You need something else. So you may want to try soup, like a veggie soup, either chunky or pureed, which will digest really easily. Soup is a wonderful thing to have in the evening. It feels warming, grounding, stabilizing in your belly. It feels like you're having something substantial, but again, it digests really well. It's full of fiber. It will pass through you. It will not keep your body up during the night, actively digesting heavy food, which is something we definitely want to avoid. So soup is my number one recommendation, especially this time of year. You can also, of course, try different salads or veggies with, you know, simple dressings or even nutritional yeast sprinkled on top so it tastes a little bit cheesy, things like, you know, like in that way. I don't recommend fruit unless it's at least 4 hours after you ate dinner, and depending on what you ate dinner, especially this time of year, you don't need the cold fruit late at night. But the soup and the veggies would be options that would keep you on track to losing weight or slimming down, and would still feel quite nourishing and also satisfying.
Mm. And we have tons of healthy beauty detox recipes on our website that we publish on Tuesdays and Sundays for ideas. We'll put a couple great ones in today's post so you can check out if you're interested in adding a soup or veggies in the evening. But we have tons of recipes if you don't have any ideas of what to make.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for the finder, Kay.
Yeah, no, it's just so great, a resource that we have for you guys every week to bring in, you know, properly food combined recipes to keep things interesting, because we know nobody likes to eat the same thing all the time. Great. So this next one comes up a lot, especially because we do, you know, offer a bunch of different smoothies. And this question's from Kate, and she lives in Brooklyn, New York. And she says, you've talked about rehydrating chia seeds into a gel before making my smoothie. But what are your thoughts on adding raw chia seeds in a smoothie in advance if I won't be having it till at least 30 minutes later?
So, Kate, this is an interesting question. Thank you for bringing up. I do think ideally, you know, spooning the chia gel into the smoothie is always the most effective way to make sure that you've properly hydrated your chia seeds. But if you are in a bind and you throw it into a smoothie and you're not going to have it for 30 minutes, it would absorb some of the liquid. So I would say to make sure that you add a little bit more. Otherwise, your smoothie could get considerably thicker by the time that you drink it. I would also make sure to give it a stir. But if you're waiting 30 minutes, that is another option. It's not my number one choice, but in a bind, it's something you could definitely do.
Okay, great. Yeah, that just comes up a lot if people are in a rush and they're not able to. So that's perfect there for Kate. All right, beauties, we're going to let Kimberly take a short break, and then she'll be back to answer the last two questions.
When naturally occurring bacteria is ingested from a wild or pure organic food source, they help to replenish your natural friendly flora and restore a healthy balance between friendly versus unfriendly gut bacteria. Those bacteria form the basis of a probiotic formula that has the entire beauty detox community buzzing. And you can see what kinds of results our beauties are experiencing right here. Go to probiotics.kimberlysnyder.com to learn more. Okay, beauties, we're back from our break, and we have two more questions for you guys.
Awesome. So this one's from Nicole, and she lives in Seattle, Washington. And her question is, I personally notice a huge difference in my body when I drink the Glowing Green smoothie, and I crave it a lot in the summer. But during these colder months, I find it hard to drink. Is there a soup option?
Hey, Nicole, out there in Seattle, which is a beautiful city, but as we know, can be cold, rainy this time of year. So I totally understand that sometimes your body doesn't want a cold smoothie in the morning. So a couple things about that. As I do when I'm in a colder place, I like to get my smoothie closer to room temperature and make sure I'm having my hot water with lemon first. And that really does help to make it more easily digestible and more easy for me to want to have. When it's cold out, I don't want to have a freezing cold smoothie. So I get it. So that's, you know, one thing I'm going to say is, you know, don't put in frozen fruit or frozen bananas or use ice cold water or ice. Just try and drink it closer to room temperature and that might help. But to your question, we actually have what's called the GG So recipe, which we can link to Kay in the notes. It's our glowing green soup. And it has some similar properties to the glowing green smoothie, but it's in a soup form. So it has greens, it's blended, but there's almond milk and it's warming, there's avocado. So it's more of a savory version. It doesn't do exactly the same things. There's more protein and fat in it, so it's not quite as cleansing, but it's definitely a great option to get a lot of minerals, a lot of greens in the cold months. So you can check out that link.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll go ahead and link that in today's post if anybody's interested in trying the soup version, as Kimberly just mentioned. Great. So this next question I thought was interesting to get your perspective on, and it was from Maria, and she lives in Greensboro, North Carolina. And she said, I recently got a facial, and the beautician told me that it's very difficult for a vegan to have good skin. What are your thoughts on how to achieve healthy skin being vegan?
So Maria, thank you so much for your question. Lots of love to you out there in North Carolina. So I'll just start by saying that, as we know, all kinds of ideas get passed around all the time. I think what your beautician is probably referring to is perhaps she's come across vegetarians that aren't eating really nourishing foods. Maybe they're just having lots of bread, lots of white pasta, and they aren't really filling up on whole foods. Maybe they're really thin. I don't know who she's talking about. I will say that when we're vegan and you're eating the beauty detox way, what you're doing is you're filling up on a tremendous amount of plant food, which is rich in fiber and micronutrients and everything that our skin needs to really build up healthily and beautifully. Only plant foods have fiber, which cleanses our system of toxins. Plant foods, again, have all these amazing micronutrients, the B vitamins, vitamin C, which research after research study shows is, you know, one of the most critical nutrients to build collagen and to protect against sun damage and environmental damage. So you're getting that all from plant foods. Now, again, on Beauty Detox, you're also eating whole food fats, whole beauty fats, things like chia seeds and avocados, even coconut oil is part of the program too, although we first go to the seeds and nuts and avocados as our main fat sources. And these are important too because we need some fat to keep our skin plump and supple. And of course, we're getting plenty of protein on Beauty Detox. Everything again from the green vegetables, all the whole vegetables, the seeds, the nuts, some of the legumes like lentils. It just goes on and on. Yes. Very nutrient-dense program. And I've noticed in my skin and in my client's skin, so many people, it just glows. It becomes better and better the more you know, you follow Beauty Detox. But again, vegan is a big category. So there are some people probably following a vegan program that aren't eating all the proper foods. But you know what? Like, just for her to categorize that is not something that I agree with. You know, there's so many meat eating people that have dairy, that have really congestive skin, really dull skin. Their guts are, again, just full of congested material on their impacted waste. A lot of people I know that eat a lot of meat and dairy actually age a lot faster. They've got more lines in their face, patchiness. You can just see a heaviness, so the over acidity of the body as people eat more of those really heavy animal foods. So when done properly, when approaching the diet properly from a plant-based perspective, you can absolutely see the best, most amazing results for your skin. And that's how I think about that.
Yeah, no, I thought it was so interesting to see. I'll actually link for anybody who's interested. We've done in the past something called Feature Fridays, where we feature beauties in the community who have submitted their story and their journey on the Beauty Detox lifestyle. And there's been some really amazing before and afters where, you know, you can physically see people's skin transformation and how they feel. So we have tons of them, but I'll go ahead and just link to a few ones to highlight if you want to just see some physical. Sometimes it helps to see and hear other people's stories that have followed the program if you're struggling with skincare, as it is a big topic for a lot of people in the community. Well, with that, before we let you go, Kimberly, we would love to see what your first inspirational thought of the year is.
Oh, yes. So first inspirational thought, everyone, here it is. Big life changes can crack open your heart and unleash higher levels of growth and love if we open up to it. So big life changes, you know, now with the beginning of the new year, this is a time to sort of look around, just take inventory, see what we want to grow in our lives. Maybe there's things we want to let go of. Sometimes circumstances change. No matter what, we can see that whatever happens to us, there's gifts, there's opportunities to learn and to grow. We can expand in love, understanding, wisdom. So we just have to remain unattached to the actual situations and trust that we're on this upward path. It's for the long term. And then ultimately everything will be okay. And like I said here, opening up to growth and love, because every opportunity does offer those gifts. So it's just a good top line thought to think about this weekend, today, as we begin the new year, and to really look for gifts in every situation.
I love that. Such a nice way to wrap up the show and connect with everyone today. And thank you, beauties. If we are collecting more questions, as always, we love to hear what you have to say. If you don't remember where it is, it's KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. There's a form there, and you can go ahead and submit your question, and hopefully we'll air it on an upcoming show.
Awesome, Kay. Thank you so much for gathering the questions, as always. Thank you so much, beauties, for tuning in. We send you all our love and best wishes for an incredible year ahead, starting from now forward. Remember, we are always here. You can check out Facebook, Instagram, the blog, so many different recipes, so many different resources to support you on your personal path of growth. So thank you so much, loves. We will be back here on Monday. See you soon.